So we are up to, you know what? We are up to Shar Aleph, and we are starting now Perek Yud Gimel. Okay, so So we're up to Perek Yud Gimel. So now the yesterday what we talked about in the Shir in Wednesday, in the last time we learned, was how obviously the whole concept of Nefesh HaChayim, that our maisim, our actions, go a long way. And they affect not only the world we're in, but the worlds around us and the worlds above us and all the levels of Kedusha that exist in those worlds, right? So now the Reb Chaim Volozhiner now is going to go and proceed into teaching us that it's not just your maisim which make that impact. It's not just your maisim which make that impact, but rather it's also your machshava and your dibor which can make impacts in those worlds. Because as we've said before, there's nefesh, ruach, and neshama, which is maisa dibor machshav, maisa dibor and machshava. So now he's going to go into dibor in Perek Yud Gimel. So he says like this: V'chein be'inyan his iris shelamala. So too is with the hisoiris, the changes that happen lamaila ayide bechinas hadibor through our words. Amar Amos Hanavi, Allah Shalom. Amos Hanavi says, "Kihine." This possibly sound familiar to some of us. It's an aftara. Kihine, kihine yotzer harim, the yotzer harim, the one who created the harim, uboyre ruach, and he creates the ruach. Umagid la'adam masichay, and he tells a person masichay, what is your siach? Siach, as we know from the pasuk regarding from Yitzchak, it says siach is your speech, right? Siach asada, lasuach basada is your speech. So Hashem tells you masichay. Now we know Chazal say that obviously Hashem's gonna, what that pasuk means is that Hashem will judge us from what we said. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner's medayik, it says, why did it say umagid la'adam? It could have said he holds you accountable or whatever. What's magid la'adam masichay ki amru b'zohar shloshan hagada shayach al raza demilsa? That the word agada is when we're not just looking at the dibor, we're looking at the raza de dibor. We're talking about the secret of the dibor. What's the secret of the dibor? The secret of the dibor is what did it accomplish in those worlds? And the way the Seder Apostolic is that it's telling me, Yoitzer Harem Ubayre Ruach, Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating worlds. And what are those worlds depend on? Magid La'adam Masichay, depending on what you speak, that's how he's going to create the worlds. So otherwise, there's no connection in the pasuk. What's the pasuk saying? Hashem creates worlds, and he also looks at your speech. It's a little choppy. According to this, it's not choppy at all. That's the whole point of the pasuk. The pasuk is telling me, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes all, is creating worlds, but with what? Based on what? Well, what's the driving energy force behind this creating of the worlds? Is our dibor. Magid la'adam masichay. Now, there's a hagah here. There's a little note here. The notes in Reb Chaim Volozhiner, some were written by him, some were written by his son. And I'm not exactly sure what is a note, what's not. But in this particular Haggah, Reb Chaim gives some of the basic building blocks for some of the fundamental concepts, for a very, very fundamental concept. The concept is that, as we know, there are four Olamos. There are four worlds. Again, world means it's a form of existence of the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from Hashem himself, Ein Sof, and it goes, becomes physical in this world, right? So those worlds are broken down into four worlds. Okay, the four worlds are Atzilus, which means the first world outside, you know, the Ein Sof, Bria, Bria is creation, Yetzirah is creation, and Asiya is doing. What's the difference between Bria and Asiya? Okay, so Bria is the concept of Yesh Me'ayin. Bria is to create something from nothing. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be a Boire. No one else can be a Boire. Because you could be a nice construction worker and you can take wood and make a house, but you can't make Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin means something from nothing that only Kadosh Baruch Hu can do. So that was the Bria. And then the second after the Bria was Asiya, was Yetzirah. Yetzirah is when it starts taking on a form. So that's the Yesh Me'yesh. Okay? So in the Haggai, he says that what this pasuk is telling me is like this. He has a little bit of a question over here, and then he goes on to explain what these things mean. And I want to read a little bit inside before we get back to this pasuk. So he says, "Ha'olam arishayin in this haggad." In some it's printed right in the beginning of the chapter. In some editions, it's printed at the end of the chapter. So he says like this, Oilam Arishon Mehadalet, the first of the four worlds, Shehet Zilhu Yizbarach Shemoy, is the Atzilus. Asher Anu Yecholim L'chanoisei B'Shem Nikra Atzilus. The Atzilus Pirush Mishnaim Lashon Chibur, and it's a Lashon Hu Akol Elchus Gomer. Basically, the first world is still completely not physical. The first world is completely still. It's basically, it's only spiritual, but it's the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something outside himself. That first concept of creation, of wanting to create something, that was the Atzilus. Okay? But it's still purely spiritual. Oilam Hashli Sheini Nishtal Shel Yara Midarga Rishayna Shemusag Al Kaponim Ktas Mitziusay Shuchal Ikari Yesh. In the next world, there was already something that was being created, which was the Yesh Me'ayin. But the Atzilus was still the Ayin. There was still nothing there. Okay? So the first world is Atzilus. There was no creation. It was just the first step outside of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Atzilus. Then from there, there came a Yesh Me'ayin, but it wasn't formed yet. And then the third world was the Yetzirah, which is the third one. The fourth world is when it came to fruition. So let me just explain something with a mashal, for example. If a guy wants to create a phone, okay? So the first thing is he had the idea to create the phone. The idea. But the idea to create the phone didn't do anything yet, right? That's the idea. That's like, it's not a physical, it didn't materialize at all. The second one was the Yesh Me'ayin, was when, you know, started the concept of, well, look, I want a way. I don't even know what it is, but I want a way for people to communicate. Then he starts creating the concept. Then he starts forming it. And then it becomes the object being able to be used for this ultimate goal that he made it for, right? So the last goal and the first goal are really one and the same. Even though the first one is the most physical, and the last one is the most physical, the first one is not physical at all. But really, they match up because the idea is, I had an idea that I want people to be able to make phone calls and do all sorts of shtusim and ruin their lives and do whatever it is with the machine in their hand, right? So I want people to do whatever they want to have to be able to do. I want them to be able to have right here. Okay. Then the last step, they have it. And it's everything that you thought. You didn't know what it was going to look like in the idea of stage. So those are the four worlds, okay? Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. Now, which one is first? Bria, and then Yetzirah. So Chaim Volozhin now asks a question on this pasuk. It says, Kihine Yotzer Harim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer, forms mountains, Uboyre Ruach, and he creates Ruach. It should have been the opposite. Bria comes before Yetzirah. So it should have been Boyer Ruach and Yotzer Harim, the opposite. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says, we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashkacha Pratis, is only in Yetzirah. The world was created once, but now there's Hashkacha Pratis keeping it alive. You see from this pasuk, not like that. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly being Borei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating Yesh Me'ayin. So there's a, how's Hashem making Yesh Me'ayin? Yesh Me'ayin was 5781 years ago. Hashem made Yesh Me'ayin, and now the world is Hashem's is keeping it going. So he says, you see, not like that. You see from the pasuk that Hashem is a borei constantly. That Hashem is constantly a borei, and that basically, if it is that the world is being kind of, you took away the hashpa of Hashem, it would fall apart, and Hashem is making Yesh Me'ayin again. Okay, and what is he using again? What's the energy he's using to create the Yesh Me'ayin? That's our dibur. That's even our speech. Now, why is it important for Reb Chaim to speak this out, even our speech? He says here, the reason why I'm telling you this is because his here kan, the second paragraph of Perek Gimel, his here kan is Adam. Machma, the reason Hashem is telling us this is Machma Sayoso Ata Bizal Ilam Hashem, because you're in this world. In this world, talk is cheap. Right? You kill someone, you steal from someone, you hurt someone. Okay, then you know your actions, but you say something. The concept of Lashon Hara, the concept of what your speech does, is not valuable. It's not a currency. It's not something people appreciate. She'ena roya umasik abinyan oya arisa chas v'shalom. We don't understand the depth of our speech, the power of our speech, right? V'yochol la'alus al da'itari, and a person could let it enter through his mind, lomar, to say, but manach shav dibor v'sticha kala. What's the big deal what I say? That it will accomplish something. We don't view our speech as being able to accomplish anything, right? Actions accomplish. Dibor is cheap. You just say whatever you want, right? So he's saying, no, the pasuk is not that. You know what Hashem uses to create the world? Yoitzer harem u'boirei ruach. What does he use to create the world? Magid la'odah ma'asichai. He takes the siach of a person. He takes the dibor of a person, and he uses that as his energy, which is going to fuel the creation of the entire world. Not a single word goes levatala. Every word is accomplishing something. And then he brings from the Zohar and the Lashon Kodesh, I'm going to read, afilu hevel peh, even the air that comes out of your mouth, makom u'ma'amid yeshloi, it has a certain place in Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisim imenu masha oisim. Hashem takes it and does something with it. Afilu milo shaldim, even a word. Afilu koil, even a voice. Einam larek, umakam maimid yeshlam lekulam. Okay? And then he brings another Zohar. He says, kol milo v'milo shahadam moitzi mipiv. Everything that person says, oila lamaila, it goes up, ubaikas rekiim. And it breaks through the sky. And it's allowed to enter and penetrate wherever it's going to penetrate. Okay? So really, in a way, the koach dibor of the person is more than the koach of the maisa. Why? Because the maisa is more physical. So it's more limited. The dibor is more removed from physicality. So therefore, it's going to be able to reach even a higher level, which is direct opposite of the way we're trained in this world. We're trained in the world, you do, you do, you do. As a matter of fact, the Chafetz Chaim says that the reason why most people are not careful in saying Lashon Hara is because they never received chinuch not to say Lashon Hara. Because parents are always telling their kids, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. But they say things, all right, you know, be not as careful. You know, don't talk nicely, don't talk like this, talk like that. So people aren't as aware of that, and therefore they never got chinuch in this area, right? So that's essentially what he's saying. So he brings a few more Zohars about this, and basically how the concept is that our dibur goes the same way. So it's the same idea as he said in the last chapter about Yermaisim, but he says it about dibur as well. And that's what he says at the very end. He says, "Zeshe kasam lahagid l'adam masicha yirtzolaymar." Shabeis amoyd adam lasez din v'cheshbin l'fan of Yisbarach. When a person comes to give their final din v'cheshbin in Shemayim, Azu Yisbarach magid loy asoid. He's going to reveal to you a soid. Hashem's going to reveal a soid to us. What's the soid? What's the secret? Raza demilsa, mashigaram sichay l'mayla boilomasol yaidin. How deep your dibor affected the worlds. So sometimes we get, sometimes we say something, we didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. You didn't mean it. Well, it doesn't matter if you meant, I mean, if you do tshuva, I'm saying, but people tend to, you would never steal money from this person. You would never, physically harm them, but yet we're willing to say things. So we have to understand that our dibor in ruchnius, there's no difference between a dibor and an action. As a matter of fact, if anything, the dibor is more. I mean, so
we learned that it affects kids when we have to be extra careful in our teachings, also in school.
Correct. Because, that's the physical manifestation, right? You can do something with a word that you can't do with an action, right? So in chinuch, so it's very important to be aware of that. So, that covers Maisa and Dibor. And I guess next time he's going to go into Machshava and also explain where the effects of the Machshava go. Okay? Okay.
Thank
you, everyone. Thank you for
coming.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Okay, great.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, very good.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, everyone.